This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And COVID-19 is still making headlines, but no one really knows what's going on with it, unfortunately. No one knows the numbers. No one knows how bad this could have been. It's all just speculation,
right?
In every direction.
It's like the 24-hour news paradigm has been broken by this virus. We are going to talk about a bunch of things that we really don't have facts on, and we're just going to talk about nothing else and inundate you with these facts. So, A...
with these speculations that we're calling facts.
Right, and, you know, and then... factoids, incorrect, truthy-sounding things, like a bunch of crap, just over and over again. Don't forget the preachy stuff and the smarmy stuff and then all the rest. There's not even facts going on here. There haven't been facts in weeks.
They don't even interview experts. They just interview people with titles that call them experts.
Well,
or, you know, 15-year-old girls who purport to be climate change experts.
She's not that old.
I'm talking about the health.
She's not even 15.
No.
And she's being put on the CNN panel.
Yeah.
What a joke.
It's ridiculous. How dare you?
Yeah, probably.
How dare you? How dare I? How dare you people put your daughter on national television and expect her not, and then to scold people and expect her to not get bad news? Look, if I put my kid out there to tell everybody, I don't know, that taxes or theft or something clearly freaking obvious, obviously people are going to say things about my kid and they're not going to be very nice because they don't want to be told that.
Well, the parents are at fault here because they were the ones who contributed to the traumatization of this child to the extent that she developed mental disorders and couldn't eat and had to be hospitalized and crap like that.
Right.
I mean, she's clearly coping with the trauma of having been told her entire life that the environment is out to kill her thanks to previous generations.
How dare you?
I think a lot of it is show, though, because both her parents are involved in show business in one way or another. I think her mother's more famous than the father, but for both actors, and she clearly has handlers, and I don't think she's as neurotic or crazy as what one might think. I think a lot of that is scripted.
Could be either way. I don't know what the situation is with her, but I think it's wholly irresponsible to put your child out there to push any kind of agenda. And secondly, I think it's wholly irresponsible to take any kind of advice from a tween girl or boy or tween, period.
Well, they say on discord.freetalklive.com that she's 17.
17? Yes. I thought she was much younger than that.
Well, doesn't she have some sort of developmental delay issue? So I think that could contribute to
it. I haven't exactly researched the young lady, but there you go. Okay. Because I don't pay attention to what young, but she's 17 years old, according to Wikipedia here.
Yeah. Yeah,
surprise. Doesn't look 17
Mark,
to me. Looks
you
12.
You have a new graph that you're very happy about.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about this one.
Obviously, we can't show people the graph, but we can distill its essence for people.
Yeah, so I decided that I was sick of just taking the numbers that they throw at you. 17 more people died in, you know, Sarasota County or New Hampshire or wherever they're going to say and whatever they're going to say. I mean, people are dying all the time in America. There's not a day that goes by that people don't die in America.
I mean, people die. That's what humans do.
Right. You have an expiration date. So I decided to look into it a little more, and there's something they call excess deaths. The Center for Disease Control puts out a number of deaths, and they're estimating to some extent, but they're saying how many people died in a given week, and this chart charts the deaths from January 2017 till the week of May the 9th, week ending May 9th. So today is May 20th for this particular show, so it's about to almost 2 weeks old, going on 2 weeks old.
Okay.
And
So it's two graphs, basically,
yep.
A line graph and a bar graph.
Yes.
And the line is the acceptable number of deaths.
Right. So that's basically anything below that is not considered an excess death. Anything above it is considered an excess death. It moves up and down throughout the years, presumably for flu season.
Sure.
More people apparently die in somewhere around January than they do in any other month.
I mean, you would expect that.
I would.
When it drops down to like negative 17 degrees, people kind of start dying.
So in the first week of 2017, more people died. There was an excess, you know, excess death numbers. And then there was a little spike, and I think this might be SARS. Somebody could call in and say whether it is or not. At the beginning of, end of 2017, beginning of 2018, there's a little spike.
I thought SARS was like 2012 or something.
I don't know. Maybe it's swine flu. What do I know? I'm just looking at the chart. I didn't look that part up.
Yeah.
But I certainly know that there's a disease called corona.
It could have been the rollout of 4G, Mark.
No, it wasn't.
It could have been.
No, it couldn't have been. 4G's been around a lot longer than January of 2018. I remember 4G was rolled out when we moved here.
Well, I guess it depends on where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have any relationship to 4G, just to let you know. And then there's a spike.
That doesn't mean the conspiracy theorists aren't out there right now hearing that and going, yes, it has to have been related to 4G.
They can go look that up and find the chart that goes back that far. This one
does not. If they look things up, they wouldn't be conspiracy theorists.
Well, it's nice to have facts to support your stuff. Anyway, there's quite a spike that happens over the course of the last 6 or 7 weeks. 7 weeks. But it's... I wouldn't say the highest of the spike is any more than a quarter of the deaths that already occur every single week.
Is it not represented numerically? I mean, can you not, like, measure the distance? Are the lines not marked with, like, hey, this is 10,000 more deaths or whatever?
Right. So there are approximately... In the week of April the 11th, there are approximately 18,000 more deaths than would be considered the upper bound for the threshold of excess deaths.
And this is the United States, or is this worldwide?
No place else counts. You know that.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. I forgot how to be an American for a moment.
Right. It's the CDC, so yes, okay. It is the United States.
And so 18,000 people in this 1 week in April died,
right.
And that was the worst of it.
Yeah, and it's been steadily coming down, and by the looks of the numbers here, it would appear as though the week... just passed, because we haven't hit the last day of this week, the week just passed will probably be at or below the excess death chart. So anybody who's suggesting that there's been a bounce or anything else like that, it is not borne out by the numbers.
Well, there's clearly been a bounce, just whether or not that bounce is... significant enough to warrant shutting down the economy.
I don't mean that there wasn't a spike, but what the suggestion is that now that I had some hot wings at Brick House Pizza and Wings here in Keene, New Hampshire, we are all going to die. Right? Like, that's been the suggestion.
Well, obviously.
And I'm just saying, folks.
You having wings doomed us all.
There's no backing for this. You know, the states that didn't shut down as much don't seem to have any worse, really worse numbers. Sweden's doing just fine. In fact, it's a model for reopening. Maybe this is just over. This novel virus that we haven't been able to predict anything about at all. Maybe it's just gone. Maybe... that's what Donald Trump was telling us from the beginning. I'm not saying he's some kind of sage. I'm just saying every virus, every disease has come and gone, and mostly we've never done anything about it. Because we haven't been able to.
Well, I mean, we're still not able to. This notion that the social distancing, the masks, that any of this has actually done anything to curb the virus, this force of actual nature, is human hubris. Well, this thing is going to run.
It could have, but we don't have. You don't have proof to make the statement one way or the other, right?
Sure.
It's not scientific. We can't say, you know, here's our control group that go out and do whatever they want, and here's our group that have to stay home.
Well, we kind of can. Sweden came fairly close to being a control group that wasn't as locked down.
The evidence tends to support that the lockdown was pretty useless, but there's not a lot of evidence.
Well, it succeeded in shattering the economy and putting something like 17% of Americans out of work. So what do you think? Was all of this worth it? 855-450-3733.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means that you finally have access to a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ridley calling from New Hampshire, I think. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you there?
Check, check, Ridley.
It says that he's speaking, but there's no sound. Very strange.
Sometimes you have to reset because the sound card, you have to restart the whole computer.
Yeah, that hasn't been the case in months, so.
I know.
So.
Just saying.
I don't know what's going on. It's just showing that he's speaking, but he's not hearing anything. So anyway, facts in regard to the coronavirus are in short supply, it would seem. However, facts on the second stimulus payment that is now being pushed through Congress, because evidently one stimulus payment isn't enough. I'm just sort of glad that we're not seeing a UBI out of this yet.
Well, that's what I think, a large contingent of people that are sort of anti freedom, on this particular issue, pro-lockdown, are really saying, is that, yeah, we think if we hold out and profess to be scared enough that we can keep the free money a-coming. Now, everybody I've talked to seems a little annoyed at least one person in their life that is now making more money by staying home than they were by working. Have you had this experience? Have you heard of this person? Do you have this person in your life? I do not.
I don't have bumps in my life.
Right. That's the thing, is I don't really have this, but I do talk to people, and they're all like, yeah, my sister's child is, or this, whatever the situation, my nephew, whomever it is, they're like, yeah, I know somebody, they're making more money by staying home, and I don't like it. And why would they? I think that that's what it's coming down to, is there's a certain contention to the population. It's like, I am really, really, really scared because I really like these checks.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. The problem isn't that people are staying home and making more money. The problem is that people are staying home and being paid by the government at cost to the taxpayers via inflation or through increased taxation, whatever. I could stay at home from my other job and make more money by doing so. But I don't do it, and if I did choose to do it, no one would be upset about it. It would be like, I hope this person is staying at home and making more money than being out in the productive workforce, right? So it's because these people are living off the paychecks of the government and generally making more money than the people who are out there in the streets actually working jobs that is the issue, in my experience.
Right.
But again, I don't know any of these people. Not personally. And those that I did know, I left the hell in Mississippi when I left, because that's the kind of person that occupies a bulk of the state of Mississippi, is these people who want to live off unemployment and food stamps and crap like that. This is wastes of human life.
Yeah, I haven't lived in what I would call the Deep South ever in my life. I lived in Sarasota, Florida, which is farther south, just not deeper south.
Right.
And but Melanie, who is from Louisiana on the show here, parroted basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's very common there.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that in Philadelphia too. I have a lot of family in the Philadelphia area, and for some relatives who have I don't want to give too much away, who have manual labor businesses, they can't get U.S. citizens to work for them because any of us in the Philadelphia area, because no one wants to bother to work.
And is it because they make more money by not working, by living off of government benefits or whatever?
Well, when I was talking to a relative about this, he didn't make the distinction. It could be, but it also could just be that they'd rather take like 50% of what they could be making without doing anything.
I met a Spaniard in Roatan when I was there checking out a freedom project, and And this was just at a restaurant, just, you know, going out to eat and talking to some guy. And he said, he's a businessman, and sure. He said he won't do business in Puerto Rico because the people there are too entitled. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, they get all the American welfare. You've ruined those people. And I'm like, well, what do you mean by you? But, you know, but
well,
his
it sounds
opinion,
harsh to say, but the reality is that if you feed the bears, you will get more bears.
And it's, well, I mean, the same amount of bears, well, I guess there'd probably be more bears, but...
you will get more bears in your yard.
The reason that you're not supposed to feed bears is the same reason you probably shouldn't be feeding humans. And... You know, just
well,
end
I'm
of story.
With that. Humans are organisms. They're animals that abide the same natural laws as everything else. If you feed them for free, they will get used to being fed for free, and they won't know how to acquire food for themselves.
No longer, yeah.
Which is what's so bad about the UBI. And we may yet see one in the pipeline, but right now we're just looking at another stimulus package, another $1,200 check for the Americans. What is this going to accomplish? What was the last one spent on weed and video games?
No, they
and alcohol.
That, well, the claim was, according to NPR, as I heard it today, was is this, these last checks have really truly been spent on things like, you know, rent and food, and it's probably because people can't go anywhere.
See, I don't know how true that is. I use mine to buy Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. But of course, I wasn't behind on, you know, rent and stuff in the first place.
Right, and you didn't get to stay home a single day. In fact, you guys have been working full flat out the whole time.
Yeah, well, that's a choice. I mean, I don't have to.
Agreed. I get it. But
so Congress just passed another. Well, sort of. One, the House passed a bill that includes a second stimulus check, but Congress has two different chambers, obviously, the Senate and the House. And the Senate,
the liars and the thieves.
Yes. The vipers and the snakes. And the Senate has not yet agreed to pass another stimulus check, but they will, because not doing so would be political suicide. And isn't it the case that every representative who's up every 2 years, right?
Yes, so representatives for 6.
Yeah. Okay, so the Senate, so a third of the two-thirds of the senators would be okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens there then. So, here's the deal. The House passed a $3 trillion stimulus relief, which might as well be $100 quadrillion. I mean, the number $3 trillion is as meaningless to me as the number 800,000 infinity.
It's very, very, very large.
Yeah, so it's slightly larger than the previous one, but the other one was too large for a human being to comprehend in the first place. So, what does it matter? It's a great big number. It's called the HEROES Act. It does provide a second stimulus check in addition to a whole lot of other things, including $200 billion in hazard pay for essential workers. Hazard pay. For working, presumably, during COVID-19. Hazard pay. For all of those Amazon workers out there who were...
All the heroes.
Yeah, who were protesting because they wanted hazard pay. It looks like the House of Representatives, for whatever unholy reason, wants to actually give that to them. Well, do you think you're entitled to hazard pay? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is demanding that Planned Parenthood return $80 million they took from the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses.
And we learned yesterday that the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, abused this emergency process and grabbed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for which they were completely ineligible.
The Paycheck Protection Program specifically prohibits large affiliated organizations with more than 500 employees. Planned Parenthood is said to have over 600 employees. Grocery bills in April shot up the biggest monthly increase in nearly 50 years, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Monthly Consumer Price Index report. In April, you paid 2.6% more for groceries. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Things get violent at a Waffle House in Denver, Colorado. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A Denver man is in custody for allegedly shooting a Waffle House employee over a COVID-19-related dispute a few days ago. Police say the man walked into the restaurant not wearing a mask. He was told by a line cook that they would deny him service if he didn't put a mask on. The suspect refused, then allegedly threatened the cook to make his food anyway, and when the cook refused to do so, the suspect shot him in the chest.
Senator John Barrasso is thanking the EPA for helping to provide personal protective equipment during the coronavirus pandemic. The Wyoming Republican is also praising the EPA for getting rid of some Obama-era regulations that farmers opposed. And your final numbers at the closing bell, the Dow gains 369 points to finish at 24,576. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And we're talking about the next stimulus check that people can probably begin expecting, because I just don't see it as politically feasible that the Senate is going to deny this. I mean, if it includes the payroll tax cuts that Donald Trump wants, then it's sure to be approved by Donald Trump. So why would the Senate even? But I mean, the Senate, the whole governmental thing is designed to be broken, and to enrich each other at our expense.
So it feels like the first checks came as sort of the same way George Bush's checks came, like, hey, vote for me. Aren't I awesome? And Donald Trump, it seems like he's just trying to get, buy himself some votes, right? And
democracy in action.
Right. Now it seems like the Democrats are like, oh, God, how did he use our money to buy votes for him? I got an idea. Let's give away more money. And then Trump either says it's a great idea or a bad idea. I don't know which. And then, the country split down the middle again. I don't have any answers for this.
I
will say that I am much happier giving money away to poor people than I am to rich bankers.
Yes.
I'll just go ahead and say that.
Let's talk about
the banks put it on deposit back in the day during the 2008 thing. They just put the money on deposit and shored up their accounts with it, whereas the poor people spend it immediately. You know, it's gone. 70% of Americans, 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So when you give them money, it just disappears. Poof.
And you prefer this.
That's what we call the velocity of money. And when your money is based on nothing, which the United States dollar is, I know, full faith and credit of the United States Navy and blah, 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 whatever.
Their ability to make and drop bombs, essentially.
Whatever the lie that we've been told is. When your money is based on nothing, then you need velocity. If your money is based on thrift, then it needs to be value-backed. And this is, right, what we see here is more than 100 years of having a currency basically backed by nothing. Certainly since 1970, depending on how you want to say it. Like, the last cord was cut in 1970.
Sure. I still don't see why you would prefer velocity. I would prefer the, obviously, in the long run, it's bad for the poor people to, you know, save USD, but it's better for them to buy stocks or Bitcoin or gold or whatever.
Okay, so you're talking about what it's good for the individual. It's good for the individual to understand the system in which they are, right?
Agreed, yes.
And when you understand that system, you can use that system to your advantage. I can't make the United States Federal Reserve suddenly become a responsible organization. I can't make the presidency or the Senate or the House of Representatives responsible. I can, however, recognize irresponsibility and its results and just make some guesses based on that. And so I've made some reasonably good guesses in life. And what I would recommend is take your check, buy Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or one of the top tier cryptos out there, and I would say, hope for the best.
I would say Bitcoin Cash.
Well, that's Bitcoin Cash hasn't been performing very recently quite as well as Bitcoin, but that doesn't mean that it's not ready to poise to tomorrow skyrocket. I don't know.
Right. Well, the thing is quantity, right? And if they're buying a cryptocurrency for a long term investment, then more of that cryptocurrency is better than less. I mean, $1,200 in Bitcoin gets you like 0.01 of a Bitcoin, but it gets you like
0.1.
5.1 Bitcoin Cash or something along those lines.
Right. I would try to get, say, you know, if I was trying to put things, if I had nothing, none of these things, and trying to put things away, I'd try to get 10 Bitcoin Cash, 1 Bitcoin. I'd just try to save these things.
Well, if you have nothing, you can't afford 1 Bitcoin, for sure.
No, but
You can do like 1 Monero, 1 Dash, 1 Bitcoin Cash, maybe.
But you can begin saving, you can begin putting away 0.05 Bitcoins every week, or whatever the amount is,
The problem appears to be that so many people don't understand that they don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin to get started in it. You can buy a very small amount
of
Bitcoin. Generally, you can buy $20 worth of Bitcoin at any given moment.
That's correct.
I wish more people understood that. So the second stimulus check, according to Forbes, I'm surprised they made it to the third point of their 5 points that people need to know before they got into this, but how much is the second stimulus check, and when will I get it? As things stand today, the second stimulus check is for $1,200, the same amount as the first one. Individuals would get $1,200, while married couples who file joint tax returns would get $2,400, you know, the same. Remember, you'll only get this money if the Senate signs on with the House to provide more stimulus checks. The economy is reeling, and the Senate knows it, yes, because the Senate stood by and did nothing while the executive branches throughout the United States caused it. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell and other Senate Republicans already agree that another stimulus relief package is necessary. They just want more time to get it done, and they are communicating that they will start work on it in June, several weeks away. I don't see it happening.
What, the check's not going to happen, or what?
I don't see it happening in a way that benefits anyone, for sure. I mean, if the Senate wants to start looking into it, start working on it in June, I think the virus is probably going to be long passed over by then.
But and I realize not this, for them.
No, I realize we're already in the 20th of May, though,
the,
you know?
The problem with the virus isn't the people that are dying from it, it's what it did to the economy. And it's going to be very tough on a lot of poor people. To me, although I don't think it's a good idea to feed the bears, we were using the analogy of, you know, in parks they tell you not to feed the bears. I don't think it's a good time to start being responsible with money when things are for the government to start being responsible when things are bad, right? It's good time to tell everybody to start being responsible when things are good. Right, so the ant and the grasshopper, you know the old story? So the ant is working all throughout the summer, working hard, and the grasshopper comes up and he says, "Why don't you dance and play with me? Because I'm having a great time." And the ant's like, "I've got to get ready for winter. You're going to be cold and hungry come winter if you don't do your thing." And the ant spoke to the grasshopper and said, you know, gave him a warning ahead of time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there will be another pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be another economic crash. Ladies and gentlemen, powerful and rich people at the top of the economic ladder will crap down upon you again. This isn't the last time. You need to be prepared for it. And if you're not prepared for it, then the crap shall fall upon thee. Right? Like, that is how people should be warned, as opposed to, oh, the crap's here. Well, we're going to pull all the rug out from underneath you, all these social welfare programs that everybody's come to love up till now, is what I think.
Well, I would argue that this is the best time to do it. You know, the best time to stop feeding the bear is when the bear is going to have to get out there and fend for itself or die. And I know how harsh that sounds because we're not talking about bears, we're talking about people. But at the same time, I just can't.
Well, I can tell you this. Nobody's going to starve in America. The churches, the social groups.
People starve every day.
Where? Somebody starve? Maybe babies, okay? Maybe kids that they have locked in cellars or something.
And the homeless?
Nobody is starving in America. The homeless are obese.
I don't think.
Well, that's while we're doing relatively well, or at least okay in this country. I mean, I went to every week or every month I go to the grocery store, I notice there's more and more shortages and things, and not just of like stuff from like international trade. I'm talking about beef. I'm talking about certain vegetables.
And that's because people aren't working. You know, the supply chain has been messed up. That doesn't really have to do about plenty, but yes, I agreed. There's going to be some problems, but I don't know. I mean, you might be right, Arya. Maybe.
Well, the supply problem is caused by the government collapse. And, I mean, that's a different issue because it doesn't matter if people have money or not if there's no food to buy.
Well, there's always going to be food to buy. It's just how much the pricing is going to be.
Excellent point. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive seed nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. And one of the things about this whole lockdown that's bothered me the most is the psychological impact of it. And keeping in mind that the best example of this that I've yet to see was a friend of mine playing a game of Go Fish against her cat while in lockdown and losing the game, by the way. But, you know, how starved for human interaction and human contact do you have to be like, I'm going to play. And she also played tic-tac-toe with the same cat by drawing out the board and putting cat treats under 9 cups, and he would smack one, and that would be where he would get his ex. So, I mean, talk high levels of boredom here and just cabin fever in general. So it's certainly.
I haven't had that kind of time this whole event. Like, I mean, you know.
You're not out of work because of it. The type of person who's
used to. I work from home. I mean, my wife thinks I've been out of work for 2 decades now.
Yes, but so you're not the type of person who is accustomed to dedicating 40 hours a week of your life to not being at home.
No, I am the kind of person who has been dealing with somebody who tells them what to do constantly, so I can duck and dodge a little better than the average person. But she's still finding things for me to do, even right now. And then when we're not doing something, let's go out for a walk. Get your pudgy butt out in the road, you know?
Okay. So yes, you're not accustomed to being a person who goes out and works for 40 hours a week. Got it.
I've been putting 60 hours a week in, but all right.
But you're not going out to this
true
thing and being away from the house and interacting with other human beings for,
I don't know,
a third of your week.
I think it's people in their 20s, is what I think.
Okay. I don't know. What other psychological side effects are a result of COVID-19, Vincent?
Oh, much worse ones than boredom, unfortunately. This is from Mises.org, talking about the severe health of mental health effects that the lockdown is having. Starts out, the science is clear that having meaningful human interactions is an inherent biological need that all people share. But in the name of, quote, public health, people are prohibited from freely and peaceably congregating. There's no church, no non-essential shopping, no going into work for many, no girls' night out, no going to the gym, no visiting friends, no family get-togethers, nothing. No sacrifice could be too great in the age of COVID, per the experts.
Now, well, that's true if you're a good noodle. But if you're not a good noodle, you can just kind of do whatever you want anyway.
There's no bars, though. I mean, you can't just make the bars be open.
We haven't needed the bars. We've been hanging out at people's houses in the Central Square, my circle of friends who like hanging out.
Yeah.
And we said it to CL yesterday and had a drink.
I would invite people to my house for drinks on a Friday night, but then like Friday night happens, and I'm like, no.
Well, it's probably definitely a people in their 20s thing, Mark.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
It's Mark thinking about inviting his non-existent friends. But, it continues here. Now, getting to the extensive study has, for years, correlated social isolation with poor mental health. The need for connection is as real now as it's ever been. Since the U.S. had already been long suffered from a loneliness crisis, the stark and sudden crop-up of stay-at-home orders made this immediately much worse, as doctors Betty Pfeifferbaum and Carol North found, quote, a recent review of psychological sequelae in samples of quarantined people and of healthcare providers reveal numerous emotional outcomes, including stress, depression, irritability, insomnia, fear, confusion, anger, frustration, boredom, and stigma associated with quarantine, some of which persisted after the quarantine was lifted. I mean, you were talking about this being like a 20s thing. I mean, even before the coronavirus, plenty of people I knew in college suffered through all of these things.
Right. This is just the state of people in their 20s.
I mean, and you know, it's a point where people...
It's also the state of people in isolation. Yeah. I mean, isolation, there's a reason it's considered a form of torture.
I would agree with people. You, sure.
And a lot of these people are effectively isolated, with their only interactions with other human beings being videos and Zoom and crap like that. It's not real human interactions.
It's an issue. I haven't been by myself this entire time. Like, the entire time the COVID-19 thing has gone on, I have been in the house with at least one person. And I've gone from different location to different location. Either I'm in, you know, Saipan, then we went to my mother's house, then I went to New Hampshire, then I went back to my mother's house, and then drove the whole fam-damily up the East Coast to here, back to, you know, back home.
So. I understand that, but most people need human interactions with more than, like, one other person.
I think that it's helpful, but I think one other person, like, it's the numbers diminish as you move through. Like, you definitely need interaction. And if it's with one person, oh, that's pretty good. If it's with two people, like, you know, down to whatever the numbers are. Sure.
I don't know that I would even find one person to be sufficient over the course of what? 2.5 months? How long have we been doing this now?
Like
how long
weeks,
has
yeah.
the rest of the United States, the good noodles, how long have they been quarantined now?
Oh, it must have been since March.
Yeah, mid-March.
Oh, it sucks for them. They should stop taking the government seriously. So what else are we looking at in terms of psychological damage caused by the lockdowns, caused by the government?
Yes, thank you for making that distinction. Self-harm. An Irish study found that self-harm rate to have increased across the population following the Great Recession, with men between ages of 25 and 44 impacted the most. Although this is by far outside the usual age and sex demographic for self-harm, it may be explained by heightened that stress working aged men felt in their roles as primary breadwinners. A study in Britain after the crash also noted a spike in self-harm associated particularly with areas seeing greater amounts of job loss. In an economy with people out of work more than ever before, that's of considerable alarm.
Well, wasn't it the case during the Great Depression that people were flinging themselves out of windows, that young businessmen were flinging themselves out of windows?
I think that's because they went broke is the story.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happening here.
Well, in this case, it's not like suddenly overnight all the shares that you have your entire life savings is worthless. It's like a slow bleed where, you know, week one you're furloughed, then you're laid off, and then you try and find work, then the checks stop coming in, then you know your wife leaves you, then you lose your car and your house, and then you blow your brains out or kill yourself. In this case,
alcohol is probably involved too.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Well, that was a nice and cheery statement there, but so thank you.
Well, no, it's not a statement. It's an unfortunate series of events.
It is. And the government can't save people from it. I mean, when it's ultimately the government that created the problem. And I wish more people understood that, because everyone's like, oh, COVID-19, the coronavirus caused the economic collapse, and that's just nonsense. The government did this. The government did this to you.
Don't you think? Okay, so let's play. At this point, we're just playing a game, right? Because obviously, whatever happened. But I want you to sort of go back to mid-March when this all begins, and then suddenly politicians gain a spine and they say things, you know, and they make some sense. They say things like, "It's the government's job to protect you from invasion, not the government's job to protect you from a pandemic." Ladies and gentlemen,
they can't even protect us from an invasion, because the very next word out of their mouth says, "And we're being invaded by an invisible enemy."
I understand that, but they're calling this a war in some cases, or were. But, ladies and gentlemen, here's some precautions you can take. You can wear a mask. You can wash your hands more. You can do a variety of things. We recommend this, but we're not doing anything. Don't you think that especially the kind of, you know, raw terror that some people were experiencing at that time?
Well, because of the government telling them to be afraid.
No, I don't think it's entirely that. I think that some people are just, there are hypochondriacs in this world.
Sure, but not 72% of Americans.
This is the year of the hypochondriac. They suddenly rose to godlike status. Somebody overfed them and they...
No, they're
boom,
not hypochondriacs.
Boom, boom.
No, there's a very big difference between thinking you have every disease you've ever heard of and just being deathly terrified about this disease that the media and governments have told you persistently to be terrified of. And we saw the same thing with Greta Thunberg, who's just terrified of global warming because she's been told her entire life to be terrified of it. And then all this year,
well,
all we've heard is
that
we need to be terrified of COVID-19.
Some people would have shut down some businesses, and certainly some people would have stopped going out. I don't know what the percentages or anything else is, but it's mostly the government having locked us down that caused this.
I don't think any businesses would have shut down. They don't shut down for the flu. Nor should they.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.